Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Milwaukee, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is the Nary Home Improvement Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. I'm Nick Bodie, your producer this morning. No Mike McGivern. Big time's out in Madison with his team. Martin Luther Spartans playing for the D3 state title game. But do not worry, we got two excellent fill-in hosts who know more about home improvement even than Mike does. They do it for a living. We have Diane Wellhouse, Executive Director of Nary, and Jason from J&J Contractors. Good morning, guys. Great to have you here in the studio.
Good morning, and thanks for having us.
For sure.
So, yeah, it's the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Diane Wellhouse, Executive Director of Nary Milwaukee, and we're wishing Coach Mike
great
success
luck
today. Yes. He his team won on Friday. Coaches for Martin Luther. I'm sure everybody pretty much knows that. So we're hoping that he wins again today. I know he's super excited that his guys had a great season. So wishing them a lot of luck. In studio with me is Jason Sabrowski from J&J Contractors 1. You can find him online at jnjcontractors.com. So, Jason.
Yes.
We just got off the Nary Spring Home Improvement Show. What a great event that was. We had over 10,000 consumers come through, seeing over 225 contractors, all Nary members, displaying the latest in products and services. I know our members thought it was a great show, got a lot of great contacts from consumers, and now everybody's getting ready with the spring fever to start those projects. How are you doing and following up on all those leads?
We're a little behind. We got more leads than we've ever got before from the show. It was
awesome.
Amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Awesome.
It's like everyone came out of the woodwork and they're like, I need my house done. And
great.
They all came. So,
and Jason and I were talking about, you know, when the consumers come out, everybody's super excited and they want to get going right away. And one thing about the remodeling industry is that the project just doesn't start today.
Correct.
You know, it's like any business, everything takes a little bit of time. So when they're trying to follow up and call consumers and set appointments, sometimes I think the expectations maybe been misset. Maybe it's from HGTV. We see a lot of stuff happen on TV where within the hour, not only have they met the client, created plans, demoed, but rebuilt it. And in all reality, this takes months.
It really does take months. For example, people that we met at the show, which is already, 2 weeks ago, I believe, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. I haven't even met with some of the people yet. So it's usually a 2 to 3 week turnaround for me to actually get out to the house. And then after we talk and give price ideas and give ideas, then usually the husband and wife or husband or wife or whatever it is, they need time to think about it. They need time to digest what we talked about. And so then usually there's a few more weeks that go by, and next thing you know, it's you're 5-6 weeks already into the, you know, the planning stages or the process. After that, then starts the design stage. A lot of contractors are doing design agreements where you give a small percentage down of what the project's going to be, and then they start drawing it and coming up with the scope of work of what's going to happen. So literally from the first conversation you have until you could be starting, it could be 3 months, 4 months, even up to 6 months for some people. So really, you really need, if it's something you want to start thinking of doing, like if someone wants to do it now, you need to call now. Especially with how busy the home show was. It was just a great show. And even seeing the Skills USA there was just awesome.
Oh.
Seeing all the young men and women. And there's quite a few girls there. It was really impressive to see that. And see them all, building their little house that they did. That was really awesome.
Right, and even though there's a lot of contractors in the business, part of the problem was that, as you're talking about with Skills USA, is that labor shortage.
Correct.
We're dealing. So, you know, even if you can get in and get an agreement going with a consumer, sometimes just the ability to start the project is a problem because we're all hurting for talent. And that's one of the reasons that Nary Milwaukee put the partnership together with Skills USA to be able to put, youth on the floor to demonstrate that working in the trades is a really viable career, that it's personally and financially rewarding. And so we love that component of the show. It's coming back again next year. So if you didn't come out to the Spring Home Improvement Show this year to see that event, come on out next year in February and see it again. Jason, talk a little bit about, you know, the design concept. You know, in the past it was always, you know, everybody does free estimates and come, you know, we'll come to your house and we'll give you a quote and we'll do a free estimate. And, you know, that time has changed. The design process is the most critical part, I think, of putting together the project, because if the design's not right, everything that happens thereafter. And it takes quality, talented people today to do that accurately. So that process is a little bit longer than most people think. What's your process like, and how long does it take your designers to really come up with that perfect plan for their client?
So when we do a design agreement, the designers can have 30, 40 hours just into doing preliminary drawings for a job. And what they're doing is when they start drawing, they'll draw like south elevation. And then they'll shoot it over to the customer. Hey, this is kind of what I'm thinking. Is there any, you know, tweaks or changes, or is there anything we could do better with it? So as we're drawing, we're actually shooting it to the homeowner or customer and saying, hey, what do you think about this? Is this looking good? And we'll keep doing that because we don't want to get the whole drawing done and then it's nothing that they even thought or what they wanted. So it's a really good line of communication doing it that way. But there goes a lot of hours making every sure, if it's a kitchen, every cabinet is exactly, you know, the proper usage and getting everything they want. So really a lot of hours go into designing the proper kitchen. And sometimes I almost would be worried if someone's going to design your kitchen in a half hour, and then try selling it to you, kind of worried that it's not going to be what you want by the time it's all said and done.
Right, because I think most consumers aren't aware of the level of choices that are out there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And really getting to understand that client, you know, that designer-client relationship, to really get into how is that consumer going to use the space? You know, whether we're talking about a kitchen or a family room or a lower level basement that we're going to remodel, really understanding what they want to do, how they are going to use it, what atmosphere they want down there. And if you're talking about a kitchen, I mean, like you said, the cabinetry, I mean, the amount of choices that are there to function with. I mean, so I think there's a lot of revisions that go into this process too, right?
Oh, there is. I mean, we've had, John was doing one recently and he said 8 to 10 changes that he made and he came up with and the customer changed. And we're not even done yet. There's been 8 to 10 changes in this thing just to make it their dream kitchen.
Right.
So, I mean, it can be a lot.
So not only the functionality of the space, but then all the product choices, too. I mean, the different types of cabinets that are out there, from, you know, traditional wood to painted to, and then the surfaces. Surfaces have such a huge choice today between flooring and countertops. So just really taking the time to educate that consumer, there's a whole process there that takes that 3 to 4 months before we get to the construction part.
Correct. And even, like, with the drawings, too. I mean, we do the electrical layout in there. So you're going to see where every switch is, where every can is, and light. So it's a very detailed plan to show the customer exactly what they're getting. It's almost like a new construction set of house plans, but even more detailed than that. It's just because it shows literally every detail everywhere perfectly.
And this is why we highly encourage consumers to come out to the NARI events, because it's an opportunity for you to meet the people that are going to do your project, shake hands, actually get to know them, because, you know, it's like a short-term marriage. You know, you're getting into a relationship with someone that you're going to work very closely with for a very long period of time. They're going to be coming into your home and working in your home while you're not there. So there has to be a huge relationship that's built quickly, a trust factor that comes into place quickly. How does your team go about trying to develop that level of credibility that quickly with a consumer?
You know, I really have an amazing group of people. I literally have a story, and I'll tell you this. I was with one of my guys last night, actually, and he went to a job. They're trying to get it ready, and they were cleaning up and just putting hardware on last. And he wasn't even the PM of the job. He's one of my PMs, but not the PM of that job. And the customer actually asked him, Adam, his name is, and said, "Why do you seem like you're just so happy all the time?" And he goes, "It's because of you, Maureen." And he literally said that to the customer. And he told me that last night. I'm like, that was really cool. I'm like, and then I'm like, why did you say that? He goes, every time I see her at this job, she's just always so happy. And he goes, it makes me happy. And then he goes, I get more excited about the job and wanting to getting it done and have everything just be perfect for her. And so he told me that last night. And I was like, you know what? That's really cool. And it's neat to see. I get excited about the jobs, but I'm the owner and I'm selling them. To see my PMs get excited about it is really like, I don't know, it's special. It's really like the next thing. But that's kind of what the designers do and the PMs do. And we really do a good job of making sure the customer is getting what they want and what they paid for, and then executing everything all the way down to literally the end when they're walking into their new kitchen and guys are saying, we're done and we're actually going to miss you, because some of the guys are like, hey, I really like that customer. I'm sad I have to go now.
Well, yeah, and you know, like you said, you spend months there.
Yes.
You know, from the day that you walk through the door the first time to talk about the job to the last, you know, little detail that's put in there, you're there for months. You see these people all the time. You talk with them all the time. You literally build a relationship with them. And it's like suddenly all of a sudden it's done. And it's almost like a little divorce, you know. But a divorce of somebody you really liked.
Yep.
It's like, and you're kind of sad that you don't get to see the people. But having been in this business myself, I know when you walk out that door, there's such an emotional feeling of satisfaction that consumer that I just built that kitchen for, or remodeled that bathroom for, or put an addition on. They're delighted. And that just makes you feel so good. People just don't understand how rewarding the trades are. Especially, you know, we talk about job satisfaction. We spend a lot of time at our jobs. Oh, and, yeah. You know, job satisfaction is a big deal. And being able to leave work knowing that you've delighted someone and someone is going to have a better life because of something that you and your team has produced, it's just an amazing feeling.
No, I agree more. And talking about that project we just talked about here for a second, in the process that I first met with her in April, May of last year, we started in, I'm going to say October, November, and we're just starting to, we're actually will be done in the next couple of days. But I mean, that's almost a year from the first time we talked until completion. So, I mean, there's a long time. I mean, and granted, that was a really big job and most jobs get done in a few months, but, I mean, it could take up to a year, you know. So if people are thinking about stuff and I'd like to have it done by this time, you need to start thinking about calling someone now,
right?
For sure.
Yeah, especially if you're thinking if you're going to be hosting this coming year's holiday parties, you know,
right.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, and you think that you're going to want that bathroom remodeled or you're going to want that kitchen done, you really need to be on the stick now because you're going to be hard pressed to have that project
completed
by then.
Yeah, it's kind of like you said too, with the shortage of guys out there, and that's why projects are getting pushed out further, you know, due to, you know, just not a lot of workers out there, whether it's plumbers or electricians, carpenters, drywallers, just everything in the trades.
So if you're thinking about getting your home remodeled, the point here today, this morning, is go ahead and get thinking on that and start calling those contractors today. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Diane Wellhouse here with Jason Sabrowski from J&J Contractors One, and we'll see you on the other side of the break. Home in the valley. Home in the city. Home is. Good morning. You're listening to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Diane Wellhouse, Executive Director of Nary Milwaukee, sitting in for Mike McGivern. Mike is at Boys State Basketball Tournament in Madison. We're wishing him and the Martin Luther team success today as they play again. They won on Friday, so they're up there having a great time and celebrating success. With me in the studio is Jason Sabrowski from J&J Contractors One. They're located at 5213 West Loomis Road in Greendale. You can find them online at jnjcontractorsllc.com. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good morning.
So in the first segment, we talked a lot about the fact that if you're looking to get that project done, it takes some time to do that, and you got to plan appropriately. So now that we've understood the fact that getting the project from the day that you find your contractor to even starting that, it can be several months, and that the consumer needs to plan for that. You know, one of the other big questions is how do you find that right contractor? So obviously NARI runs several events throughout the year to give you an opportunity to go and meet those contractors personally. We just got off the February Spring Home Improvement Show, and then coming up here in May, we're going to have the Tour of Remodeled Homes, which is another opportunity for you to go out and actually then see the actual work of the contractors there and talk with them personally. But when you're going in to select that contractor, Jason, talk a little bit to us about what is it that the consumer should be looking for in the contractor that they want to hire, and what are some of the red flags that they should consider as well when they're talking to different contractors?
So with me going out and meeting with customers almost basically every day, I see some of the craziest things. I've seen, you know, on just a scrap piece of paper, a price, and I'm going to remodel your kitchen. And I'm like, what are you getting for that? Well, they're going to do my whole kitchen. What kind of cabinets? Well, I don't know. You know, it just, and then the next thing would be a one-page contract. How can you properly explain a whole kitchen first floor remodel on one page? You just can't do it. It's impossible.
Right, right.
So right there, there's two things that are really scary and you wouldn't want to do. The next would be you want to hire a NARI contractor. You don't want to hire just a guy in the truck or somebody that you found on Craigslist or Nextdoor. It's just not what you want to do. You want to hire a NARI contractor. You want to go on NARI's website and find a contractor. You want to go to the spring show or the tour of homes or the fall show and meet. If, you know, some people like that, the face-to-face. They don't want to just go on a website and find a number. And that's what's awesome about the spring and fall show, because then you get to meet the contractors and see who you'd feel most comfortable with, and then pick, you know, a couple to come out and give you bids. And then the next thing would be the tour of homes. Then you get to actually see the work of the contractor. So not only are you meeting them or meeting the designers and PMs, you're actually seeing their work and touching it and seeing what it looks like after they're done with the project. So that's what's great about a NARI contractor. Second, they use the proper contracts.
Right.
And you want the proper contract. It's not, and some customers would think that, oh, it's to protect the contractor. No, it's to protect you. And yes, there's verbiage in there that's going to protect us. But in our contracts, we mentioned in the break, my contract's like 10 pages.
Right. And sometimes consumers get frightened by that. They see this, oh my goodness, all this legalese and all these things, yeah, and they panic. But actually, at the end of the day, that is really the way a remodeling contract should be, because everything has to be in there from the time that you're going to start that project, a complete scope of work of everything that's going to happen, detailing to you what's, yep, the cabinet, what's the paint color, what's the surface that's going to be, you know, and ideally some sort of a schedule of events that's going to happen so that they know. And then in the back, you know, yeah, there's terms and conditions, but those are to protect everybody.
Correct.
You know, so that they're not, it's not a one-sided thing. It's meant to protect not only the contractor, but the consumer should something go wrong.
Well, yeah, there's the start date. There's the finish date. There's the payment terms are in there. It's not just all legal stuff, you know. Everything is in there. So that way it's, you know, black and white. This is exactly what's going to happen, how it's going to happen. Your warranty is in there. Everything is in there just to make sure everything is out on the table. And the other thing we do with our customers is we bring them into our showroom and we literally go over the whole entire contract with them. Sometimes we read it out loud to them, and sometimes they read page by page as we follow along. And then if there's any questions, we're there to answer them. We want everyone to be on the same page with everything. So that way you don't go home with the contract and a couple of days later you're just like, oh, I didn't know this was in there. I thought we were getting this or doing something different. That way everybody knows what's happening.
Right. So if you're not getting that experience with your contractor, it might be a red flag that,
I agree,
you know, there might be a problem here down the road, because I just got, you know, a piece of paper that's got some handwritten stuff on it that says this is what I'm going to do and a price at the end of the day. Just might be a flag that the consumer should be aware of, that look for that detailed contract that's got, you know, the full business name, the address, logos on it, contact information, because if that stuff's not there, good chance that, excuse me, that potentially you may not see that contractor again, and you have no way to get a hold of them, sort of the experience that you were talking about during the break. So, you know, in case the listeners don't know, you know, becoming a NARI member is a choice. A contractor decides that they want to become a NARI member. They want to elevate their business. They want to demonstrate the professionalism. And they actually fill out an application where they have to provide credit information, reference information, and the NARI office goes ahead and reviews them and looks into that and makes sure that they've got solid credit, that they've been in business for more than 1 year, because we want to make sure that there's that longevity, that the contractor that's the NARI member isn't going into someone's home and then suddenly disappearing in less than a year because they don't have the resources and they don't have the experience. And then further, we want to make sure that they've got a great relationship, not only with the suppliers that they work with, but the consumers as well. So at the end of the day, when you're working with a NARI professional, you know that they're local companies, that they're proven, and that they're trusted.
Correct. And I think you mentioned the credit check, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, NARI does a check to make sure that you're in good standings with the vendors and not behind on payments, correct? Right?
Right,
yep.
Absolutely.
And that's
mm-hmm.
huge. I hear stories all the time where people are like, oh, I went to this place to get something and I found out my contractor I was going to use still owes them money. And so they wouldn't give us anything unless we paid for it. So we're thinking we'll just pay for it then. That's not a good thing.
Right.
Because who's to say that they're not going to get cabinets somewhere, countertops, and then next thing you know, you get a lien on your house because that contractor didn't pay them. So it's very important that credit check, I think, that NARI does.
Yeah, you want to make sure you're working with a stable business,
yep.
You know, that knows how to run their business, because that's important. You know, if the, you know, the contractors just don't do the remodeling side, they actually run professional companies, they have employees, and they run a business like any other business that's out there. So, you know, we just make sure that because they are small businesses, independent businesses, that they've got that financial security, they've got that great relationship going on with their suppliers, and that there's not going to be a problem of them mishandling funds, going out of business, which is a great comfort to the consumer when they know that they're hiring that NARI member.
Correct. No, I agree. And then even the next thing to step into about too is how long has the company been in business?
Yes.
I think that's important. We've been in business since 1983, and there's a lot of other remodelers out there too that's been in business a really long time. And I think what's important about that is if you're hiring a contractor, you want someone that's been around for a while. And then the second thing is, I always would like to, and I look at this when I do stuff for myself personally, is not only has that contractor been around for a while, are they going to be around for a while? Also, after my work is done. And the reason I want that is two reasons. One, if there's something wrong, do I think I'm going to be able to call them? They're going to take care of it. Second, if I use somebody for something and they do a good job, then I'm probably going to want to use them again. And so, it, like you said, it's all about relationships.
Right.
It's not just about the one job and then done and move on to the next one. It's about doing one job, hopefully getting another one, and that's really what it's about.
Right. Working with that contract that you're comfortable with, the one you have a great relationship with.
Yes.
That you've signed a contract with that you're comfortable with. So, coming back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the tour of remodeled homes coming up here in May and another opportunity for you to meet a quality contractor. You're listening to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Nick Bode. You're listening to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Mike McGivern is out today coaching in the boys' high school basketball tournament. Going to be trying to take Martin Luther for that D3 title, but we got a pair of experts in here with us in his absence. Diane Wellhouse, Executive Director of NARI, and Jason Sabrowski of J&J Contractors. Guys, I don't know anything about home improvement, so please take it away. You're the experts.
Thanks there, Nick. So at the break, we were talking a little bit about how you find your contractor, and Jason and I were talking here a little bit about, you know, online reviews, and making sure that if you're going to be using online reviews, what to look for. I personally am a big fan still of the old-fashioned way of a personal review. When I was in the business, I would always recommend, you know, calling some of our past consumers that we did work for. And, you know, you don't want to ask the superficial question, do you like your kitchen? You know, how beautiful is your bathroom? Because, of course, the consumer is going to say, oh, it's great. You want to ask the tough questions.
Yeah.
What happened when there was a problem, and how did your contractor address it? What was the communication like between, you know, you and your contractor? Did they tell you what was happening regularly? If there was a change in the schedule, were you kept abreast of that? You know, those are the types of things that I think consumers should be definitely asking when they do reviews. But you were talking about the fact that online, sometimes there's reviews that are like, great job, or they were awful. And you kind of think those are superficial.
No, I really do. And that's why I think it's important for reviews. And we got one this week, and it was literally like a paragraph. And I'm like, that is the awesomest review ever. They mentioned their project manager. They mentioned the designer. They mentioned John, who did the drawings. They mentioned some of the guys that did the work on the job. And I'm like, that was, like I said, that was such a cool and awesome review when I saw that. Because it's like that they were talking about everything that meant something to them during the process of the job. Mm-hmm. And it was literally from the start to the finish. And that's neat to see something like that. And so I did. I talked to all the guy, every guy that was that name that was actually on there. I'm like, you guys really did a great job. This is really awesome to see. And there's a lot of different areas where you can do or places you can do reviews. You can do them on House. You can do them on Yelp and Google and Facebook. And it's that's the other thing. Having reviews in different places is something important too. Not just on one website. It's nice to see, you know, reviews all over the place. And you know what? And sometimes there are bad reviews, and I guess you would look at that and see what was the situation. You know, I feel like every contractor has them, but doesn't mean they're a bad contractor. It just means maybe something didn't necessarily work out for them. Now, if you see a bunch of them, well, then yes, there's red flags.
Right.
But if you see one that said, you know, the money was too expensive and for my drywall job or something. Well, maybe that contractor doesn't do just drywall, and so it was hard for them to give a good price.
Right.
So you just got to look at the negative reviews and hold them for what they are, I feel like.
We get a lot of calls at the office, and I talk with a lot of consumers. They'll call because maybe they're having a challenge with their contractor, and a lot of times I see it being it's communication, and it's usually a miscommunication. And sometimes because, you know, the home is such an emotional and personal thing to the owner. It's probably the largest asset they own. So I understand that there's a lot of anxiety, and there's a lot of I got to know what's going on, and I need to know everything. But this is why you've hired the NARI contractor. You've hired the professional to come into your home to take care of that business so that you can be restful about the fact that you've got the right people there. And, you know, sometimes, you know, think about it like when you go in to the salon and get your hair done. You know, your hairdresser or barber doesn't sit there and explain to you every cut that they're doing, why they're using a razor here, why they're using a scissors there, and what. You're comfortable sitting in the chair just having a conversation while that service provider is doing their work and you're not needling them about everything. Kind of use that thought process when you're working with a contractor. You don't need.
I've never heard of that before. I absolutely love it. That's amazing. You're right.
You're right. Right. You know.
Yes.
And, I mean, and this is. Let's put it this way. You know, you're walking around with whatever hairdo they're doing for you at the end of the day, but you trust them to do what they're trained to do.
Correct.
And you got to do the same thing with your contractor. If you've hired the NARI professional, you've got a good contract, you know the scope of work, let these people come in and do their thing. And you know what? Sometimes they're not going to have the ability to explain everything that's going to happen. So you're going to walk in from the first day and all of a sudden all your walls are gone.
Correct.
You know, and you knew that was going to happen, but maybe you didn't know that was going to happen. And sometimes we hit that panic button. But those people know how to read those plans. This is what they've agreed to do. And just rest assured that your NARI contractor is getting that done for you correctly, right?
No, I agree. Sometimes some homeowners like to be so involved, and it almost sometimes makes the job more difficult. You got to trust the contractor that you hired, and that is the biggest thing, is you have to hire someone that you feel comfortable with. It's not just the price. You know, whether they are the lowest or even if they're the middle or the highest, it's about being comfortable with them, knowing that, hey, this person's going to be in my house 3 months. I trust they're going to do a good job, and I know they're going to go do a good job. And you have to let them do the good job for you. Because, and here's the thing, too, I was going to mention. Stuff happens, and it almost happens on every single job. It really does. Whether there wasn't subfloor in the contract because we didn't know that the heights of the casing was higher, and we ended up having to add it. Or you open up a wall, and then the next thing you know, there's plumbing going through where a niche was going to go, and now we have to do a change order. There's always stuff that happens,
right.
And there's no way of getting around it. It's an old, they're old homes that you're working in, and it's just how you get through that. And you have to know and feel comfortable with your contractor that, yes, I trust this person. I know that if there is an issue, they're going to take care of it and they're going to do it right.
Right.
And that's so, so important.
Which goes back to, again, finding and vetting and getting to know the contractor you're going to hire. And for NARI, the next opportunity to do that is the tour of remodeled homes.
Yeah.
Coming up in May 18th and 19th, that weekend. This is where our contractors actually put on display the work that they've done throughout the course of the last year or two. There's usually a variety of homes on the tour, anything from small projects like a bathroom or a smaller kitchen to really large projects. And Jason, this has been a really successful opportunity for you to engage with the community and find clients and things. Talk about why the consumer should go and see the tour of remodeled homes coming up this May.
So I might be a little bit biased on this, but the tour is my passion. It really is. Started doing the tour 10 or 11 years ago, and literally the first year I did it was so cool, and I got hooked on it, and I wanted to keep doing it. And I remember talking to Dave Amorosa and Chris from Kohler and Jim Pitson, and I'm asking them, and I was looking up to them, and I'm like, guys, how can I have a better show house? How can I do better next year? And just started asking the first years. And then after I did it for a few years, I'm like, guys, same gentleman, how can I win the tour? You know, and picking their brains. And like, Jason, you'll do it. You're going to do it. And once I won, and I won the tour house that one year, 3 years ago now, it was really awesome. I was like, you know what? I've been working so hard. It was just like, it was that, you know, I felt like I reached the next level. And that's neat too. The members that are in NARI, they're competing against me, and not necessarily those gentlemen, but we're all friends,
right.
And we can all talk to each other. And Luce from Carmel Builders, I called him the other day and asked for some advice on something. Tom from Storyhill. It's just, I don't even look at them as a competitor.
Right. NARI, that's one of the beauties about the NARI community.
Correct.
And we call it a community because that's what it is. We learn from each other, even though we technically compete in the marketplace
yeah.
every single day. On the other side of that, we are friends, and
yeah.
we rely on each other for educational purposes, for the how-tos. We're willing to give advice because of the fact that we want to keep that level of professionalism in our industry.
Correct.
So if one of our fellow members is struggling with something or needs to know something to better their business, we want to help them to make sure that they're holding up that NARI reputation.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
It's interesting, and what Jason's referring to in terms of winning the tour is all the homes that are on the tour, and there's going to be 20 to 25 homes out on the tour with a variety of things that consumers can see, from basement remodels to small kitchens and bathrooms to whole house remodels, additions. And we bring in NARI experts, designers, and contractors that aren't in the tour to go around and take a look at those homes and decide what's the best of the tour. So it's a really unique competition inside of our own little family. Because we're not even comparing apples to apples. We're looking at craftsmanship, we're looking at quality, we're looking at the depth of the design and the functionality that was put into it, regardless of what that space is. So when we're talking about the core essentials of a remodel, you can then compare a small bathroom to an addition
Correct.
To a kitchen, where sometimes people would go, how can you possibly do that? But we're looking at those core components of the craftsmanship.
And the other thing I think that's on there too is the customer experience.
Yes.
That's judged also. How is, because the people on the tour don't know who the judges are.
Right.
So, and the reason we do it that way is because we want the contractor to give the same experience to a judge as to a consumer. And so it's the customer, their experience through, you know, walking through that home on the tour. Like I said, with the tour, it's, you get to come out and literally see the house. You get to touch stuff. You get to open up cabinets. You get to meet the contractor and the project managers or designers. It's just, it is really one of the best things out there for being able to meet a contractor, see their work, and even sign, you know, maybe future in signing a contract with one of those contractors.
And whether you're looking to do a kitchen remodel or a bathroom remodel, regardless of what your project is, I think it's valuable to go and see all the homes on the tour, not just the project that you're interested in. Because, again, the consumer should be looking at the creativity. Talk to the contractor about the project. You know, get their mindset and see if it matches yours. Why did you guys do what you did here? What was your guidance of the to the consumer about functionality and how they're going to use it and why this design was chosen? The craftsmanship, look at how they did it. You know, so you get a really good chance to have that one-on-one conversation with the folks that actually did the work to see if this is someone that meets your personality style, matches your needs, and you kind of have that connection that's going to be there. So that's why it's important to make sure that you hit all the homes on the tour, not just maybe the project that you want to do.
No, I agree. I even, I met, and I'll make this quick because I know we got to go break here quick. I met some people in Brookfield on a Saturday for a bathroom, and they're like, you know, we have one or two more appointments. We have to meet with them. And then they called me afterwards, and they're like, you know what? We know where the price isn't even figured out yet. We don't have all the details, but they're like, you know, we'd love just actually hanging out with you in our bathroom for an hour and a half on that Saturday. And we're like, we want it to be you. And I'm like, you know what? I appreciate that. And we are going to make this work, and we're gonna do whatever we have to do to make it happen. And we met with them again last week, and it's everything is good, and it's all lined up, and we're signing next week. And
excellent.
I mean, that's what it is.
What it's about.
Yes.
You're listening to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. I'm Diane Wellhouse, Executive Director of Nary Milwaukee, filling in for Mike McGivern. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Good morning. You're listening to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern out at the Kohl Center trying to win the Division III state championship with his, of course, I wrote it down somewhere here. There we go. Spartans and Martin Luther. Sorry, Mike, but we have a couple of great guests. Guys, take it away.
Go get him, Mike.
We're wishing Mike the best. I think it's so cool that he's out there doing that, and he gives us this opportunity to come in and host the show. This is my first time doing it, so if it seems a little clunky, that's why. But having a great time here with Nick and with Jason, and we're talking Nary home improvement, remodeling, and selecting your contractor. So we've been talking about the tour of remodeled homes, and a couple of years ago, Nary decided to do a partnership with Aurora Cancer Care. We wanted to get more involved with the community and pick a cause that, you know, touches so many of our lives. I mean, 33,000 new people get diagnosed with some form of cancer every single year, just in this area. And that's a staggering amount. And, you know, we need to do something about it. And we thought that, you know, if we could partner with Aurora, do a unique fundraiser to help not only gain awareness of the disease, but then raise money to help with research. And we came up with what we call the Nary Aurora Cancer Care House. And it's a kickoff event that happens before the tour of remodeled homes. So on that Friday night, May 17th this year, we're going to put on a display, a high-end remodel. And it's like a private party to come out and see this house. And Jason, you had a house that was on display as the cancer care house a couple of years ago. And
yes,
you are going to be doing it again this year because you found it to be such a rewarding experience. Talk a little bit about putting a house on display of that magnitude for the community.
You know, it's cancer, I feel like, touches everyone. It's touched me also. But just even being able to host that is kind of, it's an honor. It really is. And it's to know that I'm raising money and doing my part to hopefully help somebody else down the road that might be getting cancer just means a ton. And so it's every year I would love to do it, which I know I can't do it every year. You got to give it to other people too. But it's special that I'm able to do that.
Yeah.
And it's even my team. It's like I mentioned to you, I had like 15 people at the job yesterday. Everyone's just trying to make this house perfect for the tour and for the cancer house. And it's going to be perfect. And I want people to walk in and see what an amazing remodel looks like and have a great time. And thank you to Saz's once again.
Oh, yeah.
They catered it, and their food was just phenomenal.
Yeah, Saz's does a great job for us. And so when you come out to support Aurora Cancer Care, you're coming to the homeowner's literally giving up their house and hosting the largest cocktail party they're ever going to have. We're going to have 150 to 200 people coming to this home on Friday night. They get to enjoy wonderful appetizers through Saz's. And if you don't know, they have an amazing catering division that does just amazing food, high-end, gourmet. We have stations put all around the inside of the house, the outside of the house. We have a little entertainment that goes on, and great networking with people in the community. So it's a cocktail party of people you don't know, but it works. People kind of look at us and go, so let me get this straight. I'm going to somebody's house that I don't know with 150 people that I don't know. Really? And it works. It's a great evening. It's fun. And at the end of the day, it's for a great cause. You know, we're all coming out there when we're raising money and we're raising awareness of cancer. And in partnership with Aurora, again, a local company, just like NARI, we're talking about local, trusted, proven. You know, we share that same, vision of our organizations, which really ties us together well to put on this particular event. And the beauty of the event is that not only when you buy the ticket to come out to the, we call it the soiree, you also get the chance to then go on the tour for the rest of the weekend.
Correct. So you're not buying another ticket for that. So you buy that ticket. And it gets you through all the houses on the weekend. So you're seeing one house, but then you can go Saturday and Sunday and see the next, whether it's 20, 21, 22 houses. And plus it's going to a great cause, really is.
Jason, give us a little a sneak peek, if you will, of the folks that are going to come out to the Soiree House this year and see what kind of project was it? Give us a little taste of what we might see.
So it was a whole first floor remodel. It's in Whitefish Bay. It overlooks Lake Michigan. Absolutely beautiful view with three additions added on. So literally three additions were added onto the house with also doing the whole first floor remodel.
Wow.
So we literally changed the whole floor print completely. It's awesome. And then it's also set up too, the way we did things. We put load bearing beams in and post in for a future second floor remodel that they want to do, where they want to add on again to the second floor. And so it's all set up for that. And granted, there might be some things in, that you might have to do in the first floor for this upstairs, but we're trying to eliminate and get done now as much as we can, so that way when they do the second floor, they're pretty much all ready to go.
And, that makes a good point, so that when you as the homeowner are looking to do renovations to your home, and you might be interested in doing your kitchen today, let's say, but you know you're going to do the family room or a bathroom or something in the future, having that telling your contractor about your future visions is important.
It's so important. It really is.
So because you could pre-plan for it. So you get
Correct.
To do the pre-construction setup so that cost and the things that need to be done don't have to be redone when you get to the next project.
No, I agree. And just real quick, I want to say thank you to Josh and both the Adams and all you guys for working so hard trying to get this our show houses ready for this year. So thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason, for being in studio with us today. It's Jason Sabrowski from J&J Contractors One. You can find him online at jandjcontractorsllc.com. I'm Diane Wellhouse, Executive Director of NARI Milwaukee, filling in for Mike McGivern. You've been listening to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.